you are listening to. No, that isn't me, and I'm sure it isn't you, and I'll be helping you to step into who you are. So let's start that again. Welcome to Beyond the Brand with me, Carly. Now, this podcast is all about inspiring you to align with your brand and your business to attract who you want to. We'll also be delving deeper into how you show up, especially if, like me, you're a little bit neuro-spicy, or as I call it, neuro-amazing, because that is what we are. We'll be looking at what can stop you from showing up as you, with brilliant guests every 2 weeks who will be helping me talk all of this through too. You might want to grab a journal or a notebook for all the inspiration, top tips, and just chances to reflect that you're about to hear. So let's get on with this week's episode and help take you beyond the brand. Enjoy. Well, hello and welcome to another episode. Oh dear, you know, I always wonder how to start this. I switch from saying hello to hi to hey. And yeah, do you know what? I just go with it on the day. So if you're starting a podcast and wondering how to start it, can't really help you, but just be you, I guess, is always the way to do it. Anyway, totally going off on one as always. Let's bring this back to what I am chatting about today. This is how personal should your personal brand be? This comes up again and again and again and again and again. You get my drift. But this even comes up for me. It comes up for anybody that I work with. And I think people who are maybe just delving into the idea of personal branding and thinking, well, how much do I have to share? And have a fear around that of just how personal they should make it. So, do you know what? I thought there's an episode in that. I'm going to chat about it. And this comes after some stories that I posted on Instagram where I shared a little bit of something about me that is actually going to come up in a separate episode. Basically, it's about me having, or I'm pretty sure I have, inattentive ADHD. And I wanted to share that. And I said at the time it was something quite personal to me. Wasn't too sure if to share it or how relevant it was. Also, it's me sort of starting to think, where does it fit into my story and into my role? And I decided it fully does. I am super creative. I bring this energy to my podcast and to Instagram and just to my work. And I am certain it is from that fact and that soon-to-be diagnosis. So yeah, I shared it, but it did bring up the question mark, which does get asked again, about how much should I share, what to share. And I thought, yep, I'll jump on and record this episode. So here we are. So let me start by, let's just talk about the fear around personal branding. This is still relevant, I guess, if you do have a business. I was about to say, if you do have a brand where it's all about a business, whether it's products or a shop or something where it's got a brand name, but this can still crop up. Because I always say this, if you are a sole trader, if you have a one-off shop or store, it's still great to bring you into this because you are part of that brand, you are part of that story. So this is still relevant. However, if you are a coach, mentor, service provider, entrepreneur, author, speaker, anything where you are putting yourself out there as you, nothing to hide behind, it is your name that's going out there, then yeah, it can feel tricky about how personal to be. And that fear of oversharing, of being vulnerable, of opening up. And it's that question of being vulnerable against, say, sharing too much, but also that word that I never like, such a buzzword, that authentic. To me, it's just being real. It's just sharing you. But authentic does get used again and again and does get diluted a little bit. To me, it's about being you, but also it's about putting out there what you need to put out there. And that does mean you get to have some privacy around this. You get to hold back things that aren't relevant and you don't want to share, but then have the choice of what you do share. And that's the whole idea of a brand and having some brand strategy. It is still you, but you have some control. And that is where looking into brand strategy, to me, is where it's essential. You are in control. Okay, so I'm just going to break down the kind of myths, but I thought I'd break down the ideas around, I guess, putting that personal self out there and that side of you. Because it might be easy to think, well, is this just being a bit self-indulgent? And it can feel like that. I have moments like this where I almost get fed up of my own voice on here. I certainly get fed up of just posting about me all the time on my, I love Instagram, so on my grid, I always say. But yeah, it's how much do I put out there? Are people going to get fed up of hearing all about me, seeing my face, hearing my voice, and making it all about me? Although that is one of my steps where I say make it all about you first. Because yes, again, part of that is almost, is what we hear on the grapevine again, in the marketing world, in the online world, of making it all about your ideal clients, or as I call them, dream clients, and you know, making it about them. And think, well, it's about them and their problems, and how do I help them? How are they feeling, and how do they want to feel? Now, that is all true, and you have to do that to have an effective marketing strategy, to write copy that converts, to really speak to those dream clients. However, it needs to start with you first. They have to know who you are, what you're about. Mainly is on a bit of a subconscious level. You're just getting that feeling of who you are at your core, what your values are, what it is like to work with you. All those little things that are actually, you can only really pick up from having a brand strategy, from knowing which parts of you to share and put out there. So that is just breaking that down of it not being self-indulgent. We have to put ourselves out there as uncomfortable as it can feel. I know it can. I know. And I'm saying this from a place of, you know, I'm quite the introvert. Now, you wouldn't always think that. If you see the reels that I create on Instagram, I've really stepped into this and I'm fully owning what I'm all about, this high energy vibe. However, you know, I still like to retreat, can be still quite shy as well. And that's part of me. I mean, even going back so many years where I was really shy and I would go bright red and my voice would shake at the thought of doing anything at all in front of other people, of speaking up, giving a presentation. Yeah, I was not comfortable. And sharing anything personal would have been a nightmare. So that's still kind of fast forward. And those things don't necessarily always go away. We can work on mindset. We can develop a personal brand. We can own those parts of us, this high energy, and really step into that. But it's always going to feel a little bit uncomfortable making it all about you. And one last fear that I would just like to chat about there is that fear of oversharing and getting the balance right. Thinking what to share, what not to share. And what I want to do is just go through some tips or just steps, I guess, how to decide how much to share, as well as what you could share as well. So I'm going to kind of whiz through these. This is quite a quick episode. These solos, I always say, they are quite quick. They are just actionable, or they are helping you tap into a mindset, a brand mindset, I like to say. They're quite quick because the interviews are always really long, which are every other week. So yeah, I hope you get something from these, and do check out my other solo episodes where it's just quick fire tips or steps or mindset hacks to really help you sit into this personal brand of yours. So let's look at an easy one for number one. I say easy because this is, you know this. This is making it about you. So how personal should you be in your brand? Yeah, people need to know who you are, what you are all about, and your story, especially if, you know, depending on what you do, what your message is, what you help other people with, it normally comes from a place of you being there and you helping them. So you're going to have to share some of that because your story gives that proof and connection that you can help them get to where you are now. So just start with exactly that, your story. It sometimes takes a bit of digging, and you may even get support with that to find what your story is. It's not normally what you think it is. Some people think it has to be something huge, has to be something hugely traumatic, which, you know, that could be. Again, depending on what you do and how you help people, it could be that that is something big, but it might not be. It might be just something a bit lower key about your childhood, your upbringing, the beliefs that you've formed and where they come from and how you've turned that around. So explore that. Always have a good think about your story. And a good way to do this, if you're thinking, well, okay, I know my story, but I've told it before. And do I tell it again? well, yes, you know, it's good for people to get to know it, but also a really good way to do it is just do an introduction post. You probably see them all the time. I'm really bad at doing this myself, so I will say to people, introduce yourself. It's a really good way to get things across about you, as just saying, well, hi to my new followers, this is a bit about me. Simple way to do it. And it's a good way to drop something in. If there is something that you're a little bit unsure about sharing, or you feel a bit vulnerable, it's a really good way to do it, because you don't have to make a big story of it or a big post out of it. You can just say, hi, I'm, you know, obviously your name. So if I was doing it, I would be, yep, I've had some new followers, or, you know, I'd just like to say, reintroduce myself. I'm Carly, I'm from here. I do this, and this is my story. But you could just drop it in if there's something you do want to share that feels a bit vulnerable. Quickly moving on to something else, and that's the beauty of doing it as an introduction post. Also, with your story, there are mini stories as well. So it could be sharing your big story, it could almost be little ones as well. So for me, that might be about, I do suffer bits of anxiety. There are stories around that. It may be about motherhood, because a lot of my dream clients probably are mums, or it may be just a busy family life that people can identify with. Maybe a bit like me, I'm quite the thinker, quite a deep thinker, overthinker, quite a chaotic mind sometimes. My ideal clients are probably going to be quite similar. So I can share bits of that, and straight away that will form that connection. You know, share your passions. What are you passionate about? Which colours do you love? Put that into your brand if you can, if it matches that vibe that you're trying to create. Make it about you, but in a really good, non-indulgent way, where it's people just getting to know you, and they need to know you. Okay, number two. Now, this could be something that you journal around. So whilst being quite reflective, thinking of what your story is, it is what really feels comfortable sharing. So when we're saying a story, and there is an amazing episode I had on my last podcast with Colette Macbeth, all about storytelling. There is one coming up as well with Isabel Knight about storytelling as well. So you've got one coming up, and the one from my last podcast, which was called Find Your Feel Good, search that and do check that out as well. It was in December 2020, I think it was. And you have got one coming up. So yeah, check those out, and just to get to grips with those stories. But this is about what feels comfortable for you to share. Journal around it. A really good tip that Colette gave was about, and it took a while to get this right, it was to share the scar, not the scab. That's it. I've got it right. That's always a top tip that's really stuck with me. That means basically you're not in the messy middle, you're not going through it now, that you can help people by saying, I got through it, I'm here now, and I can help you get to this as well. That is crucial. But yeah, make sure you're comfortable, make sure it's in the past, or that you are somewhere where you are coming through it, and just to maybe seek support if anything does come up. That's especially if it's something that's really crucial to your story that you don't feel comfortable with, but you need that to kind of stamp that authority to say, I can help you because I've been there. So have a think, journal around it, and maybe do seek that support if you need it. Okay, number three, links to this. Is it relevant? That's the thing, isn't it? You know, it depends what your message is, what your values are, what your overall story and mission is. Is that sort of thing, you know, depends, you're going to want to share different elements of you, different stories will come up. Is the one at the time that you're thinking about, or the big one that you're thinking about, is it relevant? And if it isn't, you don't have to tell it. So this is not about you sharing absolutely everything. And I'm quite passionate about this, because you might follow accounts where it feels like you should be sharing absolutely every part of your life. To me, I don't believe that. I believe that you create this personal brand, it becomes a side of you. You're still being real, you're still being authentic, that word there, but you do get to have that control, and you hold bits back that aren't relevant, or you are still going through, so you just don't need to share. There are parts that you can hold back. But yeah, I do believe, obviously, sharing, you have to share something of you to create that connection as well. Okay, number four. This is quite a big one, and it's quite an obvious one, I know this, but it's just as you're thinking about this, especially if you're quite new to this, or maybe you've been in business a while, but you're thinking, I really need to work on opening up, on sharing more about me, making it more personal, especially if perhaps you've had a brand out there where you have had a different business name and you are switching to using your own name, which I come across so many times. It's being ready to do that, isn't it? To step into you, to use your name. So you might think, all right, okay, it's time for me to step from behind that business name, share more about me. It's just a question whether that includes other people and whether it's yours to tell. And that sounds really obvious. And that's not me saying, oh, make sure you have permission or you shouldn't be sharing things that aren't yours. It's not necessarily about that. But sometimes we sort of overthink these things. If you're anything like me and you're thinking, oh, what can I share? We may share parts of our journey where it is something that we're dealing with, but it's kind of on the behalf of somebody else, if that makes sense. So I might think, oh, right, well, you know, I've really struggled with, yes, I'll say motherhood, because obviously that is one of the biggest challenges we can face. And I may be going through something with one of my daughters and I'm thinking, I'll pop on and share that. So I guess it's just checking in around that, because then it almost takes the pressure off. Like I say, it's not me saying you shouldn't do that. It's more that takes the pressure off, that you don't have to share it. That's one of those things you can keep to yourself. And that just helps, I think, in really focusing on what you can share, making it about you. And the last one, number 5, is, and this kind of comes back to the, is it relevant? Because this is about sharing the insight. Every story, or, you know, it's not always stories, maybe it's just part of you sharing more about you and your journey. Is there an insight that you can share? Does it link to your message? Is there even a call to action you can add to this? Because as you've probably gathered so far, it's very much about journeys and stories and saying that you're going to help them with this as well. Yeah, there's room there, isn't there, for a call to action. So I'm hot on calls to actions, or CTAs, as you may know them. Adding that to it at any opportunity that you can. It just links. It goes from that story, I've done this, I can help you, contact me and let's chat it through. Oh, it rhymes. Looking for that insight, looking for that message, and that normally answers number 3 of, is it relevant and do you need to share it? Because if you're thinking, well, actually, no, that's nothing to do with what I'm about, or actually, I don't need to share that, then you've answered that question of whether you should and how to personal to make it. I should say at this point, there are exceptions to the rules of that, making that insightful and linking it to a message, because it can kind of sometimes be intentional, but not necessarily strategic, if that makes sense. So sometimes it is sharing stories or facts about you and your family, and maybe, you know, maybe it's pets, maybe it's a really random hobby that you've got, and maybe it doesn't link to what you do in any way, shape or form. But what it does do, again, it gives that insight into you. So actually I'm saying an insight, it still does. And it creates warmth and familiarity. I can't say that word. Familiarity. That they get to know you. So it all comes back to you as a personal brand, your audience, your dream clients, getting to know you, and instinctively and intuitively getting that feeling of, are you a good fit? It all comes from them knowing what they need to know about you. So please do work through those steps. I'll just recap them really quickly. That first easy one is sharing just what you want to share about you, your story, your, as an introduction perhaps, your mini stories, your passions, your colours, what makes you tick. And obviously on there as well, does come into it of why you do what you do, what your why is, that links to your story, and how you can help other people and why you're so passionate about it. So that comes into that first one. Number 2 is what you're comfortable sharing, maybe journaling around it, seeking support. 3, is it relevant? Do you even need to share it? If not, hold it back. You are in control. This gives you that control of having a brand and deciding what to share. Does it include other people? Was number 4. And that just helps you make that decision of, well, do I need to share it? Again, it all kind of fits together. Number 5, does it have an insight, or does it have some sort of intention of creating that warmth and getting to know, like, and trust you? Very overused, that saying, but it's so true when we look at our brand and our marketing strategy. Okay, they are your steps. I hope that's given you some sort of idea of how personal your personal brand should be. And yeah, to journal on that, make some notes on it, maybe check in with your website, your social media. You could ask in your group, just getting that feeling of how much people know about you. You could almost have a bit of fun, have a bit of a quiz, especially in stories. You could ask a few questions about you and see if people know it. Or it just gives you an opportunity to share that little bit more about you. But do definitely put you into your brand and become magnetic. It all starts with you, your values, that energy, and like attracting like, your vibe attracting your tribe. There is another episode on that, so please do search. I have no idea which number it is. A few episodes back, I talk about that as well. If there's anything you struggle with, anything that came up for you, and if you'd like any support, do give me a shout. Or actually, not really a shout, but all my links are in the show notes. Come and find me and let's talk this through. I would love to help you on this. It's so hard being in our own head and just overthinking things, or sometimes missing the things that we could share that could strengthen our brand, but we're just not sure about it. It's so hard to do yourself. Let me know your thoughts. I would love you to write a quick review if you have time, to give my podcast a quick rating. It helps me reach more people to help them with their personal brand and attracting dream clients too. And of course, getting them ready to soar. And that all comes from this core strategy and personal brand. Thanks so much for listening. I'll catch you next week. Thank you so much for listening today. I really hope you've enjoyed that episode and got everything that you need from it. Don't forget to check out all of the other episodes, depending on what it is that you need in your business and life at this moment in time. Don't forget to leave a glowing review and do check out the show notes for any free resources mentioned today. Plus, do come and connect with me on social media as well as my brilliant guests. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you next time.